Obviously, it's you have those opportunities when you're on the power play to get yourself in the game to score a goal, and we were able to do that tonight and last night. So, real credit to the power play to be able to get ourselves momentum in that game.
You got 7 of 8 points on this homestand. You finally seem to be establishing a home presence here.
Well, I think we're just getting better. I think we're just, you can't put a value on experience. You know, when experience comes through playing games, playing minutes, playing in different situations for first-year players. So, as a group or as a whole, we're definitely, we're improving.
This is a chippy game, too. Is that good for bringing a young team together?
Well, I think games like that tonight, I thought, I'm sure you guys felt the same way. There was a lot of emotion in that game. I thought, you know, obviously, San Antonio wanted to play a physical game. I thought we really got ourselves into the game with regards to sticking up for each other as teammates, coming together as a group, realizing the intensity that's taking place on the ice. So I thought it really got us engaged in the game, that physical style.
So the offensive outburst yesterday with 5 goals, did your team have a different level of confidence coming back down from 2 down?
Well, I think anytime you're able to have offensive success, and whenever you do have that offense, you balance it up with being able to win the game. That builds confidence as a group. So yes, that's something that you want to make sure, especially guys getting their feet wet at the pro level, is building confidence in wins and scoring goals does that.
What was going through your mind on the bench there when you guys grabbed the lead in the third period?
I thought we were, I liked the intensity, as I mentioned. I thought the group as a whole were really into the game, and it's nice to be able, when you get down in a game, to believe that you can fight back and be able to still pull out the win.
Would you say that your team has achieved a turning point in the season at this point?
I wouldn't go as far as to say that, but I would say that there's work to do. There's at points during that game that there wasn't a ton of structure in our game. There's definitely work that needs to still take place, but we are making strides in the right direction.
You're happy to see some results, some of the work you have put in previously?
I'm happy to see the players be rewarded for their hard work and their effort, and be able to get wins here, especially at home.
When you put up 5 goals the night before, and then the team comes out with a little bit of a different scheme against you with that physical play, do you think it worked to your guys' advantage, maybe, to waken the guys up, maybe not get too comfortable?
I would agree 100% with that. I thought that game, especially when you deal with back-to-back games against the same opponent, there's a tendency with a team that has success the first night to let off the gas. But I thought with San Antonio, with the pushback they had in that game, the after-whistle scrums, I thought it woke us up to a point. So I thought as a group, it rallied the guys behind each other.
How do you think the guys reacted to that? I mean, it's not really a style of play they've been used to too much this season, and you're not really a big kind of, I don't want to say strong, we're not literally a bunch of fighters. You guys are skillful team. How do you think these guys react?
Well, I think when any time a team plays that style, is the biggest thing you want to take out of that is you want to make sure if those issues are taking place that your teammates are sticking up for each other. And I thought there's some healthy qualities to that when early in a season when guys will be able to play together and bond together as a unit.
Did Jay Harrison get hurt?
Jay Harrison did get hurt, yes.
Do you have an update for us?
I don't have an update right now. I'll have a chance to talk to the doctors, talk to the trainer after I speak with you guys.
Was he hurt in that fight?
No, it was in the second period of the hit down low in the D zone.
Okay. First second game of Adam. Seemed like he seemed more comfortable. Seemed like, even though he's not in the stat sheet, maybe it still seems like he's everywhere.
Yeah, I thought last night was a strong game for him, but I thought even more so tonight. I thought a lot of speed to his game. His foot speed was strong. Some high quality face-off wins that he was able to let us start with the puck. And again, gives us a big body that goes to the front of the net and is strong down low in both ends.
What about Brandon Kitch? He missed some games, but seems like he's come back as good as ever.
Yeah, we missed him when he was in the lineup, especially our power play. So he's a real dynamic offensive defenseman on the back end. So it's nice when you can plug in a player of his quality into our lineup. It's helped.
Do you think something significant has changed with the way the team is playing, or is it kind of more of a small changes, tipping point kind of scenario?
We're just as a team, from start to where we sit today, we're slowly working on improvements. We're understanding that you have to play a certain way every single night. And also, as I mentioned before, it's the experience. It's playing minutes. It's understanding what it takes to be able to have a successful shift, to be able to, as a group, come out of games with wins. So it's still, there's a lot of season left here. It's still it's going to have its ups and downs, but we like the fact that we are improving.
It's definitely a young group. You've got, what, I think 8 rookies on the team?
Yeah, I believe we're around that number, 8 or 9 first-year guys. So And we like the way they played tonight. We feel that they're understanding how you need to play, and the little details that take place during a season, they're really taking hold of those.